So the Gemara had said that Abaye came along and told us that even though Rabbi Yochanan in general holds that Shigas Kuris is considered a Shkoga and Shigas Lav, so a person who's aware of the Lav will still be considered a Shogeg, since he doesn't know about the Kuris. But by Shuas Bitu, he's murder that that's, he must be a Shogeg in the Lav. And he has to be unaware that he's doing it that way at all. Otherwise, he would not be chayv of the carbon. Whereas what's the chiddush? Because I think maybe shigas carbon is enough. Over here, k'mashalan, that's not. Meisvei. Ezel shigas shavuos bitoi. What's the shavar? So shavuos bitoi, it can come in the comes. The Mora says it comes in shtayim shein arba. There's two in the future and remember two more which is in the past. The case of a person swears he will eat and he doesn't eat. A person swears he will not eat and he does eat. And the Remara person swore that he ate and he didn't. A person swore that he didn't and he did. Now, if he's totally unaware, he totally forgot that he ate. So that's not called a. That's an onus. He's according to his understanding, he's saying a shuvas emes. So that's not called a shogeg. So where's the case of a shogeg shuvas bitul l'shavar? Shim omer yedeya ni shuvas zu asura. Aba any yedeya im chiyabin olah korban oloi. Is chayiv. That's the case of your chayiv. A person says, "I know that shavuos are also not sure, but I don't know that they're chayiv a korban." That's called a shigas shavua. So you see that shigas korban is enough to be mechayiv. It's a kasha and a baya. So my answer is hamoni munbuzi. This is going like munbuz. Okay. The shachrina, which Rashi takes out, but let's read to see it inside. See what Rashi's problem with is in the Rashi. The Shekhina money, who is this price? Ilema Munbuz is going in Munbuz. Hash Pshita Hashta Bechola Torah the Lav Chiddushu. And everywhere else Munbuz holds Amar Shigas Korban Shema Shkaga. Hacha the Chiddushu Lo Kol Shkaga. Obviously Shigas Korban is considered a Shkaga. Allah Rabbanan, he must be going like the Rabbanan. Tiyupta the Baya, Tiyupta. So this Gersa has it, the Baya has a Tiyupta. See Rashi. Ezer Shavuos Bita the Shavar. Bishtam al Habo, Kigon Shalai Oichol, Mishkachot, Kigon Shinis Alma, Hashua, Bachel. He swore, and then afterwards he forgot the Shua and he ate. A person makes a shua l'shaver. He swears that he ate, but there really is v'hu lo yachal. Same kind of shogeg. Where's this case of shogeg? He actually believes that he ate b'shosh and nishba, and a chayv korban the tanya b'shuas ha'adam b'shua prad lo onus. Person has to be ha'adam b'shua darshanel. We saw in shuas that a person's an onus liba onso is that you have to have the human being there. The human being is defined by his das. So when he makes a shua, he has to have the person has to be there. He has to be aware. That excludes the case of a person believes libay onsoi. So the only case of shigas shua l'shavar has to be a shigas korban. When he's hard to yakach, I know there's a command in the Torah not to swear a sheker. I don't know that it's chayav a korban. And if he thinks that you're allowed to make false shavuos, in lecha oynus b'shas shavua kizeh, that would also be considered an oynus. Again, in other words. Rashi's adding, in other words, there's another possibility. The person thinks you're allowed to swear falsely. You know, that there's no, it's in the Torah of swearing. So it says, so to be chayav, Rashi sees that as an oinus. I'm not 100% sure why. I mean, if you got hold emer mutter as an oinus, I understand. I mean, but if you hold emer mutter as not an oinus, so that's exactly what the Torah is mechayav him for the belief, the person believes all yichayev. So it's a machloek is whether Ramot is an earnest. I'm not sure why Rashi sees it like this. Chayiv. Alman boyde be rabbonon de mechayiv ashikas korban. So you see that shikas korban is enough. Some more answers no. Hamani mun busi. Damar nami ba alma shmoshkaga. The old shikas korban is shmoshkaga. Abol rabbonon de pligi elei. But according to the Chachama, who holds Shigas Korban Lav is not considered a Shkaga. And Rashi just told me that Shigas Lav is not is considered an Oinus. Forgetting that he ate is considered an Oinus. Avol Rabbanon, the Pligi Alei, lest they beat the Shaber. Now, because that which you hold Shush Tam Shein Arba, and you're Marba L'Shaber, is a Machlek of Rishmol Rabakiva. And Rishmol holds you're not Marba L'Shaber. And they'll hold the Sabbath Kribi Shmol, Dhamma Bishwuz, Eino Chayb El Al Asid Lovey. Now Rashi says, Yesh Gersim, there's a second version which says, Homani, who is this long night? Elam of Unbuzz, he has a guess of Elam in there. Sheet Hash of Holtar Kula Amr, Munbuzz Shigash Karbin Shmashkoga, Hacha the Kiddush of Lokoshke. El Lav Rabbanon, see up to the Bayah, see up to that's the guess. Rashi says, well, learning here, Rashi does not find that guess to be correct. Learning here, really, it's not clear to me. Because it asks the Kasha that it says, Sheet, the Mai Peshitusa. What's so obvious? So it's Rich Lashmin, the Chaluka Shkagazu, Mishar Shkagaz. The point over here is the only Shugig is Korban, that you find nowhere else. So this is still there's an element over here which is necessary to say that this Shkagaz is different than everywhere else. Tilu Bishkhodar Kula, the Munbaz, Bain Shashaga Bekarban, Bain Shashaga Belab, Bekarbis, Shma Shkaga. The can be the shabar im shogig balav shabo lav shogi he if si for them beshua. This Rashi holds that the code of oinus also is based on hodem beshua. The person has to be aware of what he's doing. If the person believes you're allowed to swear, that's not he's lacking in his awareness of what he's doing. So the only shugig is korban. So that's what the point of the brisa is, that the only shugig is shigas korban. So that you don't know from anywhere else. So what's so obvious? Tosis is actually right. Now. Tosis argues on Rashi on this point of that Ha'adim Meshua doesn't exclude the onus of thinking that it's permitted. Excludes the onus of thinking that what he's saying is true, and not that it's permitted. So that would then there is another way to get a Shigas, get a korban over here by Shigas Lav. So that's so it's the price that can't come and tell me it's only Shigas korban. Because so then the skirs of the Gemara would make sense. Okay, Omer Bai.
Can you extend it one more level and say, no, there's a carbon, but I don't know which one? If you give somebody warning about a crime, you can't tell them just it's a capital offense, you have to tell them the specific penalty he's going to face, right? And we went down to Sunday.
We did talk about that, yeah. It's interesting. I don't think over here it would make a difference, but person believes he's chayav in oil, not a chatos. I don't know. It's an interesting question. I might I like that, the thought process is good, you know, but I'm not sure it's a good comparison. Now, over there, you're discussing the level of mezid. Over here, you're discussing the level of shugig. Okay. V'mar Abaye, hakol moedin b'tshuma shein chayevan ala chaymish ashe yishkak b'lav shepo. So the person eats truma, a non-kohen who eats truma by mistake, thinking that it's permitted. So if he eats it b'shege, the Torah is mechayev him to replace the truma and add a chaymish. So this, the chaymish functions as a kapara, similar to what a korban functions. So that this chaymish to be chayev, he has to be that he believes that what he's doing is permitted. But let's say he thinks that it's knows it's shuma, but he doesn't know shuma is chayiv misiv deshemai. So that's not called a shoge, which would be chayiv chemish. The Gemara says a kol moedim is man. Who is it coming to tell me? Rabbi Yechonon. It's going to Rabbi Yechonon. The Gemara says pshita. Kiam Rabbi Yechonon hechadi kakaris hachagla kakaris. What else would be the shoge? The shoge would be that the shigas chorus like we had before. Well, there's no chorus by Chuma. Mora says, Baharatema Misa b'makam chorus emet. So the Misa b'de Shemayim, which is a lesser level of punishment than the chorus, would be comparable to chorus. And the same way, Karnabri Yechonon, shigas chorus, being aware of the law, but forgetting the chorus is called a shogilabi gabi korban chatos. So being aware of the law and forgetting the chi of Misa b'de Shemayim is called the shogil gabi chaimish of truma. I would think he shogeg b'misa nami lechayv k'mash v'lon, that that's not so. Rabba Omar misa b'makam koris v'medis v'chaimish b'makam korban koi. Again, echanam b'karn d'b'yachanon, being aware of the love and forgetting the misa b'deshamayim would be valid way to Michaya b'chemish. So Rashi, kol moedim b'tshuma. Zor she'ochol tshuma b'shagig. B'nan kain way tshuma b'shagig. M'shal m'chemish al shigos he pays a chemish. T'ksiv, v'ish ki yochol kodesh b'shkogo. And he adds a chemish. Av amazed, ein moes of chemish. The person was, did it intentionally. Is not chay b'chemish. But b'chay misi v'de shemayim. But he is chay misi v'de shemayim. T'ksiv, v'meis boy ki yichal aluhu. So we see the understanding that the pasuk of Mesa boy can be referring to a non-kohen eating shuma. Balav shabok sabr chulin vein kant lav. He thinks that there's no avera because he thinks this is chulin. These are the tibet shuma b'makom koris to shar averus. It Rava says that the misa is comparable to koris in regards to this halacha, and the chaimish to shigas shuma. Above Corbin, the Shigas Shar of Eris, it's the Chemish and the Corbin Shogig are equivalent. Rabbi Yechon, the Mechayiv Chemish, a Shigas Misa. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yechon, the person will be Mechayiv Chemish, a case that he was Shogig on the Misa. Okay. Omer of Huna, Hoyim Ahalach B'Midbar. Person was traveling in the Midbar, Ben Yedea Emesai Shabbos. He lost calculation of the days. He's not sure which day is Shabbos. So what does he do? So from the point where he remembers, Allah is Mona Shisha Yamim, Umeshamar Yamecha. So he realizes, you know, he's been wandering 3 days, you know, I don't know what day Shabbos is. So at that point, he counts 6 days, and he keeps Shabbos.
He knows that he was, at least traveling for a couple of days that weren't Shabbos. Does he go back to that?
Yes, the Mor's going to talk about that. That's Rav Huna. Chiya Barav Amar Masham Yamechad Umar Nashisha. So he says, no, that day that he remembers, or the day after he remembers, because he remembers usually the middle of the day, but the following day, that night, that coming night, he keeps Shabbos. And he counts 6 days, and he does the count that way. B'maikam Eflagi. Marasabra Kibriyasa Shalom, which was 6 days, and then Shabbos. Marasabra Kadam Rishon, that even though the world was created 6 days, and then Shabbos. But Yom Rishon was basically the day after he came around was Shabbos, and then he counted 6 days afterwards. It's a din de rabbanon. Meisve. Hayom ha'halach b'derech. Brisa says when you day emasay Shabbos, m'shamer yomecha l'shishi. He keeps 1 day per six. So the word understands that my love doesn't mean m'shamer shisha b'm'shamer yomecha. So he has six and then one. Moshe says, no, lo, m'shamer yomecha m'shamer shisha. It's one and then six. It could be understood that way also. Yachi, m'shamer yomecha l'shisha. So the Braisa seems to support you have 6 days and then you keep 1 day. That's what it means. You keep 1 day for six. Over here, he keeps 1 day and then he counts six, would be the better way of saying it according to you. Void Tanya, there was a different Braisa. Hoyim Halk Baderach, Abba Midbor. Veni Dea Emesai Shabbos, Mana Shisha, Umashama Yamechu. So the Braisa clearly says 6 days and then one. Amar Rav, every one of the 6 days, it's a Savak Shabbos. He's allowed to do enough work to give him what he needs to live on. Because that's Pikuch Nefesh and Zecha Shabbos. Bar Me'ahu Yom, except for the day which he's keeping Shabbos. Most of all, Yom Alema, so he should die that day. I mean, more sense, the Obed Me'esmo Shtei Parnosos. The day before, he does an extra work to be able to have what to live on this day. More says, how can you do that? Me'esmo Shabbos, maybe really Shabbos was the day before. And he has no head to do Michal Shabbos for the next day. He's had to do Michal Shabbos when he needs that day, but to do Michal Shabbos the next day, you have no head to. Each day he does what he needs for that day. Even on the seventh day. How does that Shabbos then? Bekidusha v'avdalta. In other words, basically Chazal said we need him to remember the concept of Shabbos. Therefore, we're going to set a system where every seventh day he will daven through the Shabbos and say Kiddush, etc., thereby remembering Shabbos. Amar Rava, im hayom makir mixes hayom, or the son gives of schum hayom, sheyotze boy, oisem alocha kol hayom kulay. He wakes up on the third day out and he says, you know, I'm not sure what day of the week it is, but I know it's the third day since I left, and I know I didn't leave on Shabbos. So when it comes day eight from the day that he left, he knows that's clearly not Shabbos. So I say malacha kol yom kulay. So he can do malacha all that day. And where it says pshita, I mean, that's pretty obvious. Where it says malatema, we could argue that it's not coming to tell me that it's mutter that day. If he knows it's not if any day that he knows it's not Shabbos, obviously he knows it's not Shabbos. He knows it's not Shabbos. But so what's the Kiddush? The Kiddush is the following: Manotem Akima the Shabbos Loinofik. Person doesn't leave on Shabbos. Bemali Shabbat and Nami Loinofik. In general, people don't leave on the day before Shabbos either. Therefore, v'hai inami b'chemisha b'shabbat nofik. So at worst, he left out on Thursday. So literally, the me'ebed melacha treyomi. So I could argue, he doesn't remember the circumstances how he left and when he left, but he knows that he left 3 days ago, and that clearly wasn't Shabbos. Right, so that he wouldn't leave on Shabbos, but he also wouldn't leave on Friday. So if he knows which day he left, so that wasn't Friday or Shabbos. So he has 2 days, which he, in his calculation, he knows that it's not. The Mora says, "Kamash Malon," that you don't say that. The Zimun the Mishkachu Sheirosa Umikri Benofik. Sometimes the caravan will be going; it'll leave on Friday, so you can't rely on that. But you can rely that he did not leave on Shabbos.
So it would turn out that you need to do all your malacha then for Shabbos on that day that you're
as much as he could. Right, for all the other days, because this way he has no head to be Mechal Shabbos, or potentially Mechal Shabbos if he has an Eitzim. Tosha does point out, however, that one thing Chazal were matter him is that he can keep traveling in order to get out of this situation. Is from what, in other words, even with Shabbos, we would be matter him to do that, this would allow him to get out of the situation to keep Shabbos properly and many Shabbos is properly supposed to be keeping Michal Shabbos L'Tzarech Parnosa. So what he needs to do to get out of there, that's Mutter.
So what happens when he gets, so I guess this is the situation where he was Shogeg B'Shabbos, he didn't know that it was Shabbos. In other words, he finally gets back to civilization. So then,
he should be chayav one for each Shabbos.
Yeah.
Right. So Rashi, Meinavav, miyom shesom el iboy shichosay, Mashem Rashi. He counts 6 days, starting from the day that he realizes his problem, and the seventh day he keeps. The day that he realizes he doesn't count, because maybe ready to malacha that day. He keeps the next day, and he counts 6 afterwards. The other days also he can't be mechal, so he only does a limited amount each day. World was created with 6 days and then seventh. Kan Rishon Shenivra Be'erev Shabbos. We have Rishon L'minyanoi Shabbos. So the first day that he started counting, first full day was Shabbos. Yemechad Shisha, Mashma, Levav Shavru. Yemechad Shiva means you have 6, and then you count 1 day for those 6. It has to be a 6. I mean, there was already 6, and then you count 1. How Yermalemus, he should die that day? But to me, it's a question. I'm not sure exactly what Rashi's coming off. Okay, what was the other option? Mor was making a statement, let him die that day. I mean, that's not Mistabra either. Mor said, Dilma Espo Shabbos Haba. Benim Samachal Shabbos Shalom Vikuch Nefesh. So, to do 2 for the following day, you can't do that because maybe that day was really Shabbos. He's Mechal Shabbos, something which is not necessary for Shabbos. Necessary. Kedusha of Dalta. The Zichron Me'alma Sheheloi Shom Yom Cholot Mishar Yomim. Of the Tzachot Shabbos Yomim. He should be able to remember the concept of Shabbos by saying Kiddush and Avdalot. By Yom Akshar Bixas Yom Shiyatzavai. He doesn't remember what day of the week it was, obviously, because then there's no Slavic. This is a reveal. This is the 3rd or 4th day since he's left. So he knows Shmerna Litzias, you know what day is 8 Litzias for his Litzia. He can do Malacha all of that day. Because the day 1 means the day that he left, so day 8 is exactly a week later. And that's not Shabbos. Chen Lo'olam, and the same thing on day 15, etc. Vali Zehu Yom Sheyotzebo, this is the day that he left. Mekim Leid, the B'Shabbos Lo Yotze. He knows he didn't leave on Shabbos. Shrebi Yishub Lo Shachar Shabbos. He wouldn't have made a mistake of leaving on Shabbos thinking that it's Sunday. He knows that it's Shabbos. And worse is everything else about the name of the they ain't derech lotzis when they cover the Shabbos. You don't leave on Erev Shabbos. Well, Cain, call you on Ches Mites, Litziyasa, Lishcheru, the Lekha Lissabukino, B'Shabbos. He knows that he left 3 days ago, that day was neither Friday nor Shabbos. So it comes day eight to his counts. He clearly did not leave on that that day which he left was one of 5 days, but it wasn't Friday or Shabbos. So the next day would also be, we would say that you'd have a block of 2 days, he'd be able to do malacha. When it comes day eight and day nine, he would say that these days are permitted. I'm not sure why this Gemara is here. I mean okay. Hidei Iker Shabbos, the Gemara. So the Mishnah said, Hidei Iker Shabbos, person knows Iker Shabbos, so he's chayav one for each, one karma for each Shabbos. Rani Mili, Omer Nachman, Omer Rabbi Merfua, Trey Kroy Ksivi, yeah, two psukim. One is Roshama B'nai Yisrael is a Shabbos. Uksiv, Besh Shabbos, so he said, Tishmaru. So one is Lashon Klaisel should keep the Shabbos singular. Shabbos is plural. My Shabbos is Klaisel should be Shemer. So why is the Torah presenting it in two different Lashonos? I tell you, what does it come to tell me? Okay, so Rishomer Bnei Yisrael is a Shabbos. Shemir Achos the Shabbos is Harbei. There can be a scenario where it's one keeping or lack thereof if he forgets it. Of all the Shabbos, he's aware of the concept of Shabbos. So that gives me the case of the Mishnah where he forgot Iker Shabbos. He's only chayv one korban. There was one lack of shmir of all of the Shabbos. And the Vesher Shabbos is like Tishmaru, shmir achas of all Shabbos for Shabbos. So each Shabbos is its own separate act of shmirah, and thereby its own separate chattas when there's not the shmirah. Masala Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok challenges this and says, Adarav, I would say the opposite. Ibcha Mishtabra, the other way is more logical. Shem Ben Yisrael says Shabbos. Shemir Achas Lechol Shabbos for Shabbos. When it says the Shabbos, it means each Shabbos is its own Shemirah. V'Shabbos is like Tishmaru. Tishmaru is, Klal Yisrael should keep it, but it's plural in regards to who's keeping it, but it's singular in regards to the Shabbos. Many Shabbos, and it's one Shmira. Shmira Achas, the Shabbos is Harbe. Shakrashi. Manani Mili. The fifth wide line. Sheesh Mechalo, the Shabbos is Harbe. V'chayv Achas Akulon. V'yesh Mechalo, V'chayv Akul Shabbos. One case of many Shabbos, it's only Chayv one, that's the first case of the Mishnah. One case where each Shabbos is its own separate Chiyuv. So this is what Tosha says, the world learns it out from Sukkim, not from, Rashi says, Yediyah Ben Tayyim, it's not, the body was Yediyah Ben Tayyim. It's Sukkim. Hachasin HaKetzad, Shomer Ben Yisrael's Shabbos, Shomer Achas, the Shabbos is Harbe.
Yeah, but, I mean, isn't he explaining the Sukkim? But you're saying, how's it stop?
Right, but what about a case where he doesn't have your or it's
he's in the desert,
right? So he doesn't have there's no way to correct his count. It's not like in the Yishuv where he clearly came to came aware and they saw Monday's paper, Shmirachos Shabbos is Harbei, V'Shabbos is Tishmaru, Shmirachos Shabbos is Shabbos. The Kroa Kama, Chara Shabbos Hu D'Choshib, it mentions Shabbos once. That's the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. Mashena Makad Ela Ha'achas. There's only one Shabbos which we're addressing. We're just addressing one thing. V'achok Sivan V'yikra, it says Eshav Sosai Tishmaru Akulu Kapit. Each Shabbos is its own issue. L'moshen Ela Chachamim Lohidiyon. So the Torah did not give any clarification. The Chachamim came along. So the Torah gave it over to the Chachamim to clarify Misvara. Based on Sora, Hai Vashach Iker Shabbos, the Chadash Shkagahi. So there's one issue of Shmira, alone by itself. That's Vahai Vashach Shayom Shabbos, Abyadeh Iker Shabbos, the Iker Yom Shabbos, time having a deal with Chalik. So based on Sora, I look at it as each one independently. So Nachman Yitzchak says, "Ikim b'shtabra, Shemini says Shabbos, Mashma Shmira Achas, l'Shabbos Achas, one Shmira per Shabbos. The Shabbos Haytish Meru is more than one Shabbos. Be Shabbos, Beina Maser Alal Shmira Achas. It's one Shmira for many Shabbos. Beina Nachman Yitzchak, Lo Pligi Ela B'Mashmuusa, Mad Yolof Mar Mehai Kro Yolof Mar Meidach. They're not arguing in halacha. They're just arguing in which pasuk they feel is the proper source for this the halach. Then the last case of the Mishnah was, I'm just going to touch the Gemara a little bit. The case he knew it was Shabbos and he forgot the malachas. He's chayav each malacha. Versus Mishnah Reisha, Mishnah Seifa. What is the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? The Reisha being the case of the Mitziyasa. He knew Malachas and he forgot the Shabbos, he's chayav one. He knew the Shabbos, he forgot the Malachas, he's chayav more than one. What's the difference? Amar Rav Safra Kan Miyadiyas Shabbos Hu Parish. The way you would correct him is by pointing out that Shabbos. This is, he's busy, he's there in the kitchen and he's busy cooking and turning on the light and the cleaning and doing burr and do all these things. You say, it's Shabbos. And all of a sudden, the five malachas he was doing, he'll stop. So the issue was Shabbos, and therefore he's chayv v'chatas misad Shabbos. The economy of these malachas who perish. Over here, what stops him is the malacha. He knows it's Shabbos, but he thinks that those things are permitted. He says, you know, you can't cook on Shabbos. He says, really? Oh, right. Rav Nachman does not like Rav Safra's understanding. Why? Klum perish b'Shabbos ela mishum malachas. Klum perish b'malachas ela mishum Shabbos. I mean, it's a combination of the two. The mistake was he thinks he's allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, so Shabbos is the issue. Now the malachas are the issue. Well, you can't split the two. Elamur Rav Nachman, korban dechayiv rachmona amai ashkaga. The Torah is bechayiv the korban from based on where the mistake was. Hasam chad ashkaga, hachatub ashkaga safin. There was one mistake. You forgot Shabbos. Here, there's many mistakes. Each one is independent. Well, when we see Rashi, we'll give you a little bit of an understanding of that, but let's hold it.